You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
I found out that you were late.
Yes.
I was not there. Chelsea was not there.
How did you guys find out about this?
Jason Reimer came in here.
He's with our news department.
And he was like, Katie was late and we were really worried about her and we were texting her. Like, she was really late, and I'm like, well, that's not like Katie, because
you're always early.
Yeah. If you don't know Katie from Russia, you're, like, always 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally everything. So if you're late, I think people start to panic. Like,
yes.
That there's something seriously, like, wrong, like, the matter. And apparently there were some people texting you at our table.
Yes.
And you were giving weird text backs.
Oh. Wow.
Like, they were like... Foch and Friends on Power 96.5. Congratulations to Katie from Russia winning Best Podcast of the Year for the American Dream Podcast. Like, it wasn't making a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, what's going on? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not here? Like, you're up for this award. You could win. You could miss your name getting called.
Okay. You ready to hear the truth?
Yes.
Why were you late? Like, we were thinking you were there with your boyfriend, so...
No, it wasn't that. Okay, so for the past couple of weeks, I was really preparing for this event. You know, I was ordering my outfit. I was really planning out, like, the trip and everything with my boyfriend. And I knew for a fact that NBA Awards doesn't start till 7:30 p.m. Like, that's the time I had in my brain. It was set. That's it. So our check-in at the hotel was 4 p.m. We got there. I started getting ready. I was taking my time. And then something pushed me to just check my phone on Google to see what time the ceremony and banquet starts.
The banquet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Banquet.
Yeah, banquet. That's all right.
So on Google, it says 5 p.m.
Oh.
And it was already 6:10. So I was basically...
Wait, you were over an hour late?
I was already over an hour late, and I told my boyfriend, I was like, oh my God, we have to leave right now. And he was like standing there in his socks, and I was like, put your clothes on, we have to leave right now, right at this second. So we rushed there, and at that time, I'm already receiving messages from some people that went to the awards from the station, and they were like, when you come here, come to the table 17th, and I was like, okay, can't wait, thank you. Sorry, the hotel check-in was super late. So I had to, like, lie a little.
Oh.
But I didn't want to explain, like, in a giant text message what happened exactly. But you guys, this is the second time in a row I've been messed up about time. Second day in a row, actually. So the day before that, me and my mother decided to eat sushi. And this is off topic a little bit. and I looked on Google and I saw, you know how Asian restaurants have breaks between during the day?
They start back
lunch
at like 4.
Yeah,
right.
So I looked on Google and this place that we wanted to go to says that it was open from 11:30 to 2. But I thought it's closed from 11:30 to 2, so we got there right as they closed. And we were wondering, why is no one coming up to us and not getting us seated?
So you thought they'd be closed at the busiest time.
And the
time
same
for
thing
lunch.
Happened to the NBA Awards. Same thing again.
Okay, did you miss dinner at the awards?
Actually, no. We were right on time.
Oh, okay.
They were right, like, passing dinner and everything, like the main meal.
Okay.
So thankfully, we're not late for that and for the awards. But I felt so... I hate being late.
I know,
like,
you do.
It stresses me out, like, thinking about it, what happened. Oh, my God.
Well, next year, we'll make sure of the time.
I need to set my alarm next year.
Yeah.
Is what's going to happen.
Or just look up the correct time.
Yes. I'm just glad you made it for your award.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought it was 7:30. Did you tell me this?
No, I wasn't there.
Foch has nothing to do with it.
Maybe you told me this ahead of time.
Why are you
like a few weeks before?
He's trying to blame you for this.
How in the world
I'm trying
is this
to understand where I got
my
this wrong timing. Why did I thaw it?
Don't
I don't
just look
know.
My way and go, I think I'm gonna use that guy for my excuse. Like, that's what I feel like is happening.
When
right
you
now.
Weren't there at all.
We're glad you made it. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.